The Newfoundland and Labrador's Teachers Association is raising the alarm both provincially and federally around a potential disruption of education if the province's substitute teacher shortage is not immediately addressed. The NLTA has been lobbying both governments for support for subs since early March when the pandemic took over. I spoke with President Dean Ingram, and he explains the situation. Tell us why you felt the need to issue this release.
Well, we've been working with different stakeholders and discussion with various stakeholders since COVID began about the impacts that it was having, acutely having, on our substitute and replacement teachers. I want to go back in time, and this year, earlier in this year, I spoke several times to the media about a shortage of our substitute teachers that was available then. Economically, our substitute teachers are a challenge. Just to paint a picture of the economic realities of substitute teaching, these individuals are in a very precarious situation, like many sectors. They rely on hours. We know that traditionally there has been programs put in place, be it in the fishery, be it other areas of the economy that rely on this. With Snowmageddon, with COVID now present, there's certainly a number of substitute teachers are being challenged economically. We know there's a tremendous amount of instability in the system. And I've had outreach from substitute teachers that are certainly clearly indicating they're contemplating leaving the profession altogether or exploring opportunities in other jurisdictions. We know that every year other jurisdictions outside the province, New Brunswick, Alberta, British Columbia, the UK, internationally, they are coming to this province, and many of our young teachers are taking teaching opportunities there. Many of these teachers want to stay in the province, but with the uncertainty in the system, they are certainly more strongly considering leaving A, the profession, to look for something more stable, or B, other opportunities outside the province. Our province cannot afford to lose these young professionals from the province. And just to paint a picture of where things are economically, if you look at Stats Canada, the poverty line for individuals, for a first-year teacher, 5 years university training, they need to get one day out of every two just to exist at the poverty line. For someone with 7 years university training, they need to get one day out of every three, again, just to exist above the poverty line. These are realities that are facing them. If we look at our partial contract teachers, in order for those partial positions to be economically viable and feasible, they have to be supplemented with access to substitute teaching. And that's how they were financially feasible. That's how these individuals were willing to accept those partial contract positions. Now, with this uncertainty in the system, many of them are reconsidering their career options. Many of them are reconsidering staying in the province now. We already have a substitute teacher problem in this province right now. Just before COVID, I had a principal reach out to me and said that they had to make 68 phone calls, 68, to secure someone to be available for a substitute teaching day. That speaks to the magnitude of the problem.
Dean, how do we begin to address this issue?
I think one thing that has to happen, there has to be some measures taken on both the federal and the provincial level. We've certainly had meetings with Minister Regan. I've outreached to Minister Hussain. I've reached out to federal cabinet ministers. I've reached out to all of our provincial members of parliament, outlining a number of things that need to be considered, ranging to look at the CERB, how it's applied. We had meetings with the commissioner for EI, and in that meeting it was acknowledged by the commissioner that education is a unique sector in terms of how the EI rules are being applied, and something needs to be done. But the question is, it's one thing to acknowledge there is a problem. It's another thing to actually get the something done. We need to look at earnings thresholds being changed, insurable hours for special benefits and maternity, parental, and so on. But that's on the federal scene. The province has to do something as well. Because, again, as I reiterate, the education system, without access to substitute teachers, will have significant disruption. And there are many times that there are different measures needed in place. Sometimes that does involve doubling up of classes. If we have physical distancing measures in place, that is not an option. Is it possible that what might need to be considered at that stage, students being sent home, are not available to have their day in the school? I don't think that would be acceptable to anyone. And this does happen periodically. And these are solutions that we need to work to. There is something that needs to be done, or we do run a real risk of what's already a problem becoming an even more intense problem.
Dean Ingram, thank you very much for this.
Thank you, Kyle.
That was NLTA President Dean Ingram speaking on the province's substitute teacher shortage and the potential education disruptions it could create. We'll hear more from Dean Ingram a little later in the show. Right now, it is 6:50.